Every day you get three KTAR news expansions, 8, noon, and 5. 15 minutes of commercial-free, nonstop news, traffic, and weather brought to you by
Sweet James.
You've been injured in an accident. Call Sweet James. I'm Becky Lynn on Arizona's news
Call
station.
The guy.
KTAR News. Now, back to the Kings of Uncomfortable. It's Gatos and Chad.
Oh, boy.
It's like the, what was that show, Interview Between Two Ferns? Whatever.
Ah,
Between Two Ferns?
Right.
Oh, yes.
That's kind of what
I
it
remember
is.
Remember that.
Galifalactus, what's his name?
Yeah.
What is it?
Zach Galifianakis. Galifalacus.
I don't know.
Is his name Galifalacus? Is that his name?
This is the Wolf Pack. That's how I know him from the movie. Yeah, uncomfortable, maybe. How about super evasive? That's one way to describe it.
Yeah.
Or I came on the radio with you guys, but I don't want to elaborate on anything. We're talking about our interview earlier today with Arizona GOP State Senator Paul Boyer. And he thinks that
Chef Boyer RD.
This audit is, he says it makes his party look like idiots. So we decided to bring him on the air. And wow, he was super evasive. You're going to get to hear all that fun in just a little bit. Oh, plus, I almost forgot, Chad, one of our reporters here at KTAR verbally assaulted while trying to do her job at Veterans Memorial Coliseum where that farce is taking place. So you'll hear about that story.
I wonder why she was assaulted.
Verbally assaulted.
I wonder why.
Apparently it might be our
Fault. Everything's our fault.
Sure.
Everything is our
She's
fault.
She's fine, but we'll get to it. It was not a pleasant thing. The FDA, Pfizer, 12 to 15 year olds can get the vaccine. We'll try and squeeze that in plus pop quiz. But, you know, a couple things here. We were talking about this last week with the U.S. economy. The jobs report was garbage. I think Biden wanted a lot better, and his job report was awful.
Yeah.
No one wants to work anymore.
No.
No one wants to work. They all just want to take a paycheck and stay at home. And so I'm watching, you know, some of this stuff over the weekend, and the main concern is people are saying that they're scared to get the virus.
Yeah.
I don't buy it.
I don't buy it.
Sale.
Are there people out there? Yes. Is it a lot of these people? No. So many of these people, I feel, are just, it's a great opportunity to go out there and, you know, essentially say, hey, I don't want to go back to work because I'm scared of the virus. But even today, Biden came out and said, all right, maybe there's something to this.
We're going to make it clear that anyone collecting unemployment who is offered a suitable job must take the job or lose their unemployment benefits.
As it should be. You've been offered the job. You were unemployed. They're offering you an opportunity to be employed, but because it may be not the thing you want, well, you're just going to sit back and say, why stop? California, Gavin Newsom, because you know he's being recalled, he's like, hey, you know what, guys? I'm going to give everybody free popsicles and I'm going to double your unemployment.
No.
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 Stop it.
So, you know when the $1,400 check came out this year?
Yeah.
For you know, I think that was a good thing for some people. There were some people who really needed that money. And so I was on kind of board with it saying, okay, there's a certain part of the population that really needs that money.
100%.
But you know what? I don't know what percentage it is, but there's another percentage that just took it. Doesn't want to work, doesn't necessarily need the $1,400. They're lazy and they're staying at home. And that's not good for the economy. There are, I mean, I can't even begin to tell you how many businesses text us during the show. We're looking for this. We're looking for that. We need this.
Yeah.
You go to a restaurant, not enough waitresses, not enough waiters, not enough cooks, not enough this, not enough that. I mean, I have a friend who lives next door. She's got this amazing lash business, right? You go get your lashes if you're, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't do that.
Your lashes are great, by the way.
I know. Thanks. She can't hire enough people.
Yeah.
The demand is so great. She can't. Nobody wants to go and work there.
No. Nobody
because
does.
Because people are just waiting for the money to run out. And she's got 5 or 6, 7, 8 slots open.
It's so sad. You know, it used to be this thing where you would say to yourself, you know what? I need to work. Part of it is the pride thing. Just getting a check. Just getting out there and doing something. There's a certain sense. It doesn't seem to be because everybody's kind of in the same boat. And if you're in a younger generation, right, and you're in your, you know, mid-20s, a little bit younger, maybe a little bit older, and you have the opportunity to make more money staying at home. Maybe you're living with mom and dad still. Maybe you and your roommates are all taking advantage. You got a little side hustle going on as well, so you make a little money there. Why would you want to? I get that. Well, you want to because A, pride, and because B, we want you off our backs.
Get out of our house.
There you go.
Yeah. So, you know, some people are saying it's not a labor shortage. It's a reassessment of work in America.
Is that what it is? Reassessment.
Yeah.
Reassessment.
Because, I mean, I think there are people out there that are reassessing their lives and they're figuring, okay, I don't want to do this. Maybe I'll go back to school. Maybe I'll do that. But, you know, there are plenty of people that are sitting at home and they have no
15 months to do that.
Yeah. And you know what? And I'll tell you what really drives me crazy personally. And I mentioned it before, to say you're scared of the virus.
Yeah.
If you have a vaccine, you have no reason to be scared of that virus. Doesn't mean you go out and act like a dope. You know, but if you get the vaccine, go and sit inside at a restaurant. I'm doing that. You know, when I go to church, I still keep my mask on. There are a lot of people there. I'm cool with that.
There's a new thing now. I've seen it on, like, it was on CNN, a few other, like, New York Times. You know, because a lot of this is about the hospitality workers, right? And what are they saying? You know, people in restaurants, oh, well, there's a lot more to people not wanting to come back to work by the way that they're paid, how they're underpaid. And, you know, and then it starts going into, like, all of how evil it is to work for some of these. And you're just like, stop it. If you don't want to get a job, that's fine,
yeah.
But we shouldn't have to pay with you. And if you want to reassess it, at least I can have some respect for people going, you know what? I'm going to take advantage of this, and I'm going to find something new where if and when something like this ever happens again, my job won't be the first one cut and the last one to come back. I'll be able to work from home and control my life.
Yeah,
I could at least respect that.
But don't lie to me and say it's the virus, because
exactly.
You're probably sitting at home collecting a check with the vaccine, and you're way past the second shot in 2 weeks.
Yeah, way past it.
All right. Coming up next.
Coming up.
A couple things.
Let's do it.
Arizona GOP State Senator Paul Boyer stopped by the show today. He was super evasive. A guy who says that his party looks simply ridiculous for what they're doing at Veterans Memorial Coliseum. We did an interview with him. I don't even know why he came on the air with us. He didn't want to answer anything. You're going to hear that. Plus, one of our KTAR news reporters, some QAnon guy, got in her face at Veterans Memorial Coliseum. I guess they'll just let anybody in there.
Yeah, you think?
It's all coming up in the Gatos and Chad Show.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
Hey, do you remember the QAnon shaman?
I do. Jake Ansley? Chansley?
Yep.
Now, was that a stage name?
Wasn't
he trying to be an actor at one time?
He's in jail.
He's acting that part now.
Yeah. Remember he was on 60 Minutes?
I actually stopped somebody from stealing muffins out of the break room.
I hate
Remember?
Muffin stealers are the worst. Like, there are a few things in life you don't do, and stealing somebody's muffins, that's
from
right
the
top.
From the Capitol.
From the Capitol.
Right. So, I remember that was a good one. I was in the Capitol. We were riding the place, and there were muffins on the table.
I was wearing chaps.
I decided I'm going to make sure no one steals it.
I actually stopped somebody from stealing muffins.
Well, apparently one of our reporters here at KTAR ran into his BFF. And that happened earlier today.
I can't believe that would happen.
Yeah, and it's strange where it all happened. So KTAR's Allie Vetner. She was at Veterans Memorial Coliseum.
As a journalist, by the way.
That is correct. And one of the QAnon shaman's friends came up to her, started berating her.
Not happy with something she said?
No, it was something we said.
Something we said? Wait, what?
We said that the QAnon shaman guy deserves to be in jail, and he's a traitor to his own country. I don't know what's so wrong with that. I mean, if you're inside the U.S. Capitol when you're not supposed to be, and a bunch of people, by the way. Oh, I don't know. They killed a few police officers.
Well, one died of a heart attack.
Well, that's true, but still.
You know, I mean, look, it was a mess. People died. That lady got shot in the head.
Right.
Wouldn't happen that day. People got injured.
So I'm not going to come on the air and say something nice about the QAnon shaman. So Allie Vetner's down there. She's doing her job. They put the media in just ridiculous places so they can't see anything. Our reporters literally have binoculars.
Let's remind everybody.
Become the joke.
She is a journalist. You and I are just a bunch of yahoos with opinions.
That's exactly right. Could not have put it better. So Allie,
He seems to be a good friend of the man that stormed the Capitol that made lots of national headlines. And he happened to hear what you guys said about him on his show. And he wanted to ask me if I agreed with you. And he said that he tried calling into KTAR. He wanted to get on with the station. He was so upset with what you guys said. And we were so biased. KTAR was so biased. But I tried to explain to him that you guys are talk show hosts mm-hmm. with personalities. And I mean, yes, I have a personality in mind.
But you're a journalist.
Yeah, exactly.
That's calling out those guys who ran into the Capitol. I mean, it's such an awful thing for us to do. We're so biased.
So what Ali's saying is, if there's any way we can get them signed pictures, they would appreciate that.
Yeah. Here's the best part, though. They let this guy in. This is insane, okay? So they're supposed to have some sort of security there. Yes. And this guy's not even a journalist. He's got nothing. He's just this guy, okay? And he just is allowed to bypass security. Did he go through the metal detector?
He did.
And what happened?
Before we were out on the deck outside of the Coliseum, like on the west side, kind of by the fairgrounds, you know? And when we were waiting to be in through security, he was talking to the sheriffs and, everybody was being friendly and he was saying, hey, you know, I have a knife on my backpack. Is that going to be a problem? And he was basically told to just put the knife in his backpack.
And you would do. Walk on through.
By the way, to let you guys know that every good journalist carries a knife on their backpack.
Exactly.
Just in case they have to do an interview about a knife.
You think it was that kind of a knife?
I have no idea what kind of knife it was. Yeah. It could have been he could have had a Swiss Army knife, right?
Like sure.
Everybody's had a Swiss Army knife. You know, every kid should have one and try them. They're fun. They're neat. You know, you can do all kinds of stuff with them. They never work, but it's okay. It's the Swiss. They never really get in any troubles anyways. But the fact that this place is supposed to be secure, there is a lot of heightened. You know, what was it last week? Antifa was supposed to attack. There's all kinds of things that people have talked about. And maybe, just maybe, the people at the front of the place who were supposed to be the security should say, you know what, man, why don't you go leave that in your car or back on the bus?
Not hard to do. Yeah, no. It's not hard to do. So this guy had a knife. He went up to Ali Vetner. He berated her. And no one did anything.
No. I can't believe that.
Why do you have a metal detector? Here's another thing. Why do you even have security? It's like the guy admits, yeah, I got this knife. Yeah, you're fine.
It's all right.
It's fine. So it shows you what kind of an operation is going on there.
Or not going on.
It's a joke.
Still trying to figure out exactly what they're doing. Because how many have you counted? How much longer do you think you guys are going to go? What exactly is going on here? Let's just take away the fact that you have insanity running around, but people are supposed to be, quote unquote, doing a job. And what exactly is coming of it? Anything? Anybody?
No. What's coming of it is people are looking at the election process and they're not going to trust it anymore.
No.
That's really the sad thing. That's what's going to happen. And maybe that's what they want to happen. I don't know. But the whole thing's been a disgrace from the very beginning. And I almost think that, you know, they're going to shut it down in a week because they have these graduation ceremonies down there. Every single ballot, you might as well just burn it and throw it away.
Yeah, totally.
Because I don't know what they've done with these ballots. They put it under the black light, the UV light. I don't even. They're walking around with wands.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome, right?
Right. It is insane. It's insane. All weekend long, this is what everybody talked about nationally.
Yeah.
Arizona.
It's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing.
And it's embarrassing if you're a Republican and you have real questions about some of the things that happened, some of the other states that changed their laws or seem to allow people to kind of do things and make stuff up as they go. Absolutely fair questions to have. Absolutely 110%. But if you look around and you say to yourself, this is how we're supposed to be handling this, by bringing somebody in who's absolutely biased and allowing them to do whatever it is that they're doing, from bamboo to, what was it, to fraction magic to, like, there's a trap door under some of these places. My goodness me. If you think that's helping your party or move this conversation forward, it's not. No. It's not at all.
It's too bad. It's too bad. All right. Let's have some fun on the way out.
Let's do it. Pop.
Quiz. Pop it. What do you say? Pop it?
Pop it. Pop and lock, baby. Pop quiz.
I'm uncomfortable with that.
I like it. You know how to pop and lock?
The Gatos and Chad Show.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
All right. I'm sending everybody home. You ever have a teacher that said, the class is so bad today, let's end it, I'll send everybody home?
It's like one of those things where you're like, you know what? Halfway through practice, we're not doing this, guys. It's done. We're done for today.
Yeah. That's exactly what we found out on the phones. So let them all go. No one is suitable to go on the air. I don't know what's going on this Monday. It's a very odd Monday.
It is an odd Monday.
But, kill the music, Pablo. That's it. We'll try again tomorrow.
It's uncomfortably odd. I hope, the best way to describe.
I hope the class is much more into tomorrow's pop quiz.
So, all right. Let's talk about something real.
Yeah.
Apparently we have a cheater. That's right. No, it's not Lance Armstrong.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, he was never caught. He just ran out of money to defend himself. After a while, they were coming hard for him, partly because if bicycling was an American sport, probably wouldn't have come as hard for him as they did. Because I love when he used to like, all right, now, like when somebody would win and they're like, oh, this guy tested positive and this guy tested, but like, you know, they're at the, like the 12th guy, right? Like that's not tested positive. Bicycling is a very dirty sport. Horse racing's had an issue, and the horse that won the Kentucky Derby, Medina Spirit, apparently has some issues as well. And that would be he tested positive for stuff.
We're talking picograms. And a picogram is like a grain of salt in an Olympic-sized pool. And that's what we're talking about. So that had no effect, but it's enough to have a red flag.
That's Bob Baffert, the Hall of Fame trainer. And he trained this horse. So the picogram.
The horse is juiced?
It's Jose
they
Canseco.
They shot the horse up with steroids.
They're saying he got it from eating hay that was tainted.
Oh.
That's what they're saying. Bob Baffert is defending. No. I didn't do anything like that.
He's never had that ever, you know? And so that's a troubling thing that, you know, that we're just really. This has been horrible for the horse. He ran his heart out, and I just hate seeing this for him to go through this, and it's just tough.
Yeah.
What if
yeah.
the horse cheated by himself?
Let me ask you a question. How do you know the horse feels sorry about this? Like, the horse is not paying it. He doesn't know what's going on, right? He's just running and thinking this is fun. Oh, no. He's no. It's like, no, the horse doesn't know. Here's why cheating is prevalent.
Mm.
What could this horse make if, let's say, he wins the Preakness this weekend, and even if he doesn't win the Triple Crown, his stud fees will probably be about $100,000. He could probably sire anywhere $2,000 to $3,000, but you get paid per live foal. American Pharoah was guaranteed, won the last Triple Crown, was guaranteed $40 million the first year. By the way, they can go on for a long time.
I'm just trying to figure out, did they drug test the horse?
Yeah, they drug test all of them.
That's ridiculous.
Of course. Why? Why would it be? It's like the Olympics, which I think drugs in the Olympics, I'm totally for.
You're fine with it.
Absolutely. Well, did you guys ever remember
steroids that? Steroids saved baseball a long time ago.
They always didn't remember that. Do you guys remember 1988 Olympics and Ben Johnson was the runner for Canada?
Yeah.
Ben Johnson was hopped up on so much stuff that about the 70-meter mark, when Carl Lewis was running faster than he's ever run in his life, Ben Johnson slowed up, and his eye, like he was breathing, like it was hooves. I mean, it was like, there was no doubt. The minute they tested him, they're like, yeah, you don't even believe what's inside this guy, right? But that was awesome. Like, he was the guy, we're like, that guy's going to run 8 seconds. 8 seconds. 8 seconds. That's how fast he was. And it was, none of it was real. Right?
The other thing that's weird in my head is, with Lance Armstrong cheating and all that stuff, why is bicycling a sport? Like, a 5-year-old can bicycle.
Well, you can't bicycle like this.
Well, I'm just saying. You know? I mean, everybody can ride a bicycle.
Yeah,
right?
You're not going to go.
I can't hit a 100-mile-per-hour fastball. That's why we have Major League Baseball.
I can. Well, hey.
I can ride a
bike.
By
the way, speaking of that, do you know how we know this? Tell everybody about your throw on Friday.
Made a throw from shortstop, and it was closer to the right fielder than it was the first baseman.
Phenomenal.
It was awesome.
Kids, you won't get that anywhere else.
No.
You heard it here first.
No. But I can ride a bike.
You can't. But you can't ride a bike into the Pyrenees.
No, probably not. But I'm not going to get juiced to ride a bike. So I don't think that's a sport, really. It's
like swimming, right? You're just the first one that didn't drown.
Yeah, I'm good
at
swimming.
You're the first guy not drowning.
Right.
Or gal. I'm kidding, everybody.
Becky Lynn is...